It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Sam.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I know you've been flat out at the university, just trying to keep your get those levels, those grades tip top.
Just trying to
rock the party, but at the same time trying to fulfill your duties as Viewmaster reviewer. What have you got for us this week?
So I chose something a little bit different for this episode. So we're doing Evil Genius, the new docuseries on Netflix. It's all real, nothing scripted this time.
These Netflix docu-Netflix multi-episode dramas are fantastic, aren't they?
So good. So this one follows, but basically, 2003, this guy walks into a bank with a bomb strapped around his neck.
So this is a true story?
True story. Yep. In Erie, Pennsylvania, walks in with a bomb strapped around his neck and robs the bank and walks out, and then the police like apprehend him, and he's just... You know, it opens pretty much with a shot of him like handcuffed in the road, being like, it's ticking, like, get this off me, it's ticking. And then you see him basically like get blown up by this bomb, and it follows a whole mystery on how he ended up in that situation, whether he was involved, whether he was like coerced, all of that. And you just follow like very weird, smart characters that were somehow involved in this mystery, and it's really, really well done. And the producer of the documentary, he basically was there one day and just walked down to Erie, Pennsylvania, and was like, I'm going to cover this story, and has been following it for about 12 years now.
What's this mean? What's this? What's that?
A bit of rampage?
Okay, sure. Is that to do with this, is it? Okay, right. That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Especially it starts off with him blowing himself up. It's pretty mental.
Yeah, well, see... People still to this day don't know whether he was fully involved or not, whether he was part of the heist or whether he was just an innocent bystander, because he was a pizza guy. So it's, yeah. It's called the Pizza Bomber Case, and he went to deliver three pizzas to this location and then wound up an hour later having to rob a bank for this mysterious group of people. And basically it follows this main character, Marjorie Deal, who's like this crazy psychopathic genius, and her dealing with mental illness, and the guy like literally talks to her over the phone for about like 10 years, and they have this weird like friendship relationship thing, and it's just like really well done. And there's so much found footage because it's from 2003, so all the interviews are recorded. You can literally see into these like suspects' eyes and see what they're like, how they're trying to dodge the cops and stuff, and it's just really well done.
Wow, how many episodes?
4, so it's actually really easy to digest.
4-hour longs?
Yeah, 4-hour longs.
So it's just straight down the guts, isn't it, for a Netflix?
Yeah, and it just gets weirder and weirder. So this guy, obviously, he dies in the first opening scene.
I think that's when he's no.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I don't want to spoil it, but I will say there's like, it just keeps going. There's more and more keeps happening.
The documentary that keeps on giving.
Yeah, well, you kind of assume that they'll figure it out within the first episode, but then it's kind of like really poorly handled by the FBI. Like, this case was closed before... they really even put anyone in jail for it. Wow. And this guy is kind of the only one that's figuring it out and like piecing it together. And he's got like all these records, like all these notes, all these letters, all these voice recordings, all the interviews, and he's just like, he lays it out really, really well. And it just like keeps getting more and more intense.
Wow, crazy. Crazy times.
Yeah, and the pizza guy ends up being blamed for part of his murder, and his family are like, how dare you do this to him? Like, how dare
no,
you?
No, you're giving too much away now. You're giving too much away.
Okay, but
it's a definite must watch.
Oh, I loved it. And I don't usually watch these kind of things. I was like, I should give this a try. Like, I haven't watched this kind of stuff in a while. And I loved it.
Have you seen Wild Wild Country yet?
Not yet. I know.
Oh,
but it's.
Oh, shoots.
Apparently, it's just as good as Wild Wild Country. So if you've seen that.
Okay, that was awesome. So that's a huge recommendation. Anybody that's seen that knows what I'm talking about. I'm very excited. Evil Genius, it's called.
Evil Genius, go watch it. It's really, really
good. Brand new on Netflix. 4 episodes, hour long each. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you.
Good recommendation.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
It's 20 past 9. This is D4, Exit to the City. Didn't they do a wonderful job reforming and performing the song at Auckland City Limits? On that big stage with that big backdrop, big attitude, big swagger, big noise. After this, I'll tell you what the is called and why. All right, we got a winner for the morning people, Greg Churchill morning people tomorrow morning. Regan, we're over there, Regan. Regan, how are you? You have won yourself that double pass to go and see Greg Churchill play at morning people tomorrow morning. That's at 6:30 in the morning. Enjoy that. Tell us how you enjoy it, because I'll be playing there the week after. Goodness gracious me, how exciting. I can't wait for that. And what else do we have to give away there? Anything? Maybe we should give away what I was going to tell you about now is Ululation. Ululation, which is a long, wavering, high-pitched vocal sound resembling a howl with a trilling quality, produced by emitting a high-pitched, loud voice accompanied with a rapid back-and-forth movement of the tongue in the uvula. And it's commonly practiced in most of Africa, the Middle East, and Central and South Asia. It occurs in a few places in Europe, like Cyprus and parts of Spain. It takes place among the diaspora community originating from these areas. Ululation always joyous occasions, including weddings. So there you go. So the noise that you heard were some representatives from, I guess, that area of the world just being joyous. And fair enough, too. The wedding of the Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Of Sussex. Sussex.
Perhaps you lied on me, so that I may see. Open up my eyes, help me clear my mind. Shine your light on me, shine so I can see. Be my guiding light, help me push on through the night. Put your light on me, so that I may see. Open up my eyes, help me clear my mind. Shine your light on me, shine so I can see. Be my guiding light, help me push on through the night.
Here's a real easy way to win a prize. This is State of Mind remixing a classic New Zealand track. Remixing their good friends and what band? State of Mind remixing what band? If you can tell me the name of the band, then you've got a B card, you win yourself a double pass to the preview of Upgrade. It's like a fancy old sci-fi movie that we're all talking about up here. Text it through at 5395. State of Mind are remixing Electric Dream by who? That's easy. That's easy.
BFM News Headlines.
That's you, Leonard. That is you.
It's actually not me, Mikey. It's actually
Employment and Training. A new trial will explore new treatment options for child cancer within New Zealand. Japan plans to pledge almost $30 million to help rebuild Tonga's state broadcaster. And finally, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been re-elected in what some say was a rigged election. These stories coming up in full.
Marvellous, thank you very much.
Jump the gun, eh, Mikey?
The wire.
You tell us about the wire, Brian.
I'm struggling to focus with this it's nice pulsating beat. I like it though. All right, on the wire today, I'm hosting. You can't get rid of me. I'm doing breakfast reading, sticking around for the wire. There's a report with Grant Schofield from AUT about sugar and the 8 steps to reducing sugar consumption. It's a little bit about sugar tax sort of thing. 8 steps.
Yeah.
The old 8 steps. No, it'd be an interesting one, actually. I'm always interested in sugar consumption. I see there's a new sugar syrup in the kitchen next to the coffee machine that's taking my eye.
It's a new thing, isn't it?
Sugar syrup.
Snort of that.
Squirt of that, I guess. On the green desk today, Jack Marshall has a chat with Dr. Andrew Laurie about our receding glaciers in New Zealand.
Oh, how they recede.
Yeah, receding. Receding glaciers. I'm talking to Dr. Rosie Gibson, who's from the Massey University in Palmerston North, about the relationship. She's doing an investigation. She just got funding for it with the relationship between dementia and sleep. So it's going to be quite a... You were mentioning how you didn't get much sleep last night,
ever.
Mikey, but this might be one that you want to tune into or not. No comment.
No. Fair enough.
And I'm a little bit disorganized this morning. I have reached out to my producer Connor Nell, who's the late night. He always stays in late on a Monday night. He doesn't. He's got interesting sleeping patterns. He'd be one to.
And he's definitely. Yeah, he definitely needs to adjust his sleep patterns. But, not that I'm one to talk. You know.
Yeah, yeah. But he was in here late last night doing his international piece. But I haven't managed to figure out what it's about yet. But it will, as always, it will be something very interesting and something to look forward to.
Great.
Coming up at 12 o'clock. So that's basically what's on the wire today. And, of course, some New Zealand music, of course.
Of
my favourite selections. I'm just going through the archives and narrowing it down. It's tough.
How isn't it? So many beauties out there.
I only get to play a couple songs on the wire, so I'm going to have to be pretty, you know.
No duds.
It's like choosing your favourite children. You know, I don't have any kids, but I can imagine that's what it would be like.
Sure, no duds.
No duds.
No
absolutely
duds. Looking
not.
Forward to that. Thank you, Leonard.
Beauty.
So I'll set up and we'll have a sound check.
We've actually bought our own engineer. Thanks anyway.
I'd quite like to remind you that this is going live to air.
We've got a certain sound.
New Zealand music, live to ears on 95 BFM.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Oh, I remember this. Millie Tabak.
One and too many hours have passed where the stillness shatters that glass. All I want to do is hold on to the shards in my work better than a gun, and I don't know how to walk away from that wall. But I'm listening to you, Carlisle. It's been too long since those streams mermaid their sweet songs. Well, all I wanna do is hear them play, but nobody plays it how it was in those days, and I don't know how to take quiet steps, and I don't know how it will pay.
BFM presents Wolf Alice, Thursday, September 20th at the Power Station. Bring in their true grunge spirit back to New Zealand. Don't miss Wolf Alice. Wolf Alice. Thursday, September 20th at the Power Station. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
It's your Kiwaha o Te Wiki, your saying of the week. This week,
tutti tutti wara wara, blah blah blah.
Bro, I've been telling you all stem, Blues are gonna take the championship.
Tutti tutti wara wara, bro, mate, you're dreaming.
Tutti tutti wara wara, blah blah blah.
It's your Kiwaha o Te Wiki, brought to you by Ngāta Wira Māori.
95BFM and Flix.co.nz present a special preview screening of the new action-packed revenge thriller Upgrade. Tuesday, May 29th at the Hollywood Cinema.
What if I told you I could offer you something that would enable you to walk again? I call it STEM. A computer chip that has the potential to change everything. It's a new, better brain.
If you want to get involved, then just stay tuned to 95BFM all this week for your chance to win tickets. Easy.
Bam, he's got a knife!
I see that. We have a knife too.
This is 95BFM Breakfast. Did we give away the double pass to that movie?
Joe, did we do?
Yeah, we did. Got ourselves a winner.
To John.
Good on you, John. Congratulations. Must be nice being John. Also having a B card, John, because that means you can win prizes on 95BFM.
Catch her at the Town Hall August 4th. 95BFM presents Tammy Nielsen.
Your head is shaking, your mouth is coming up next, Ready, Steady, Learn. All over town and your eyes are judging, your elbows nudging. All the poison that you spread with these nasty words you say.
You got is your own. Well, did you do that all by yourself, girl? It's not that good, you might need my help, girl. Without your star hitch, I'll do my way in. Girl, you're never gonna make it, no, your ass gonna be dragging. Stay out of my business. Stay out of my business. Stay out of my business. To raise the babies, must be nice to do nothing, must be lazy. And so she go out to make the money. How can you leave your babies? You're a bad bear, mommy. Stay out of my business. 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 Leave it alone. The only business you got is your own.
So don't forget Tammy at the Town Hall. 95BFM presents Tammy Nielsen at Auckland Town Hall on August the 4th. Tickets from Ticketmaster. It's going to sound great in that hall. Good job. All right, let's learn something.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Right, our guest this morning from the Business School, Research Fellow in the Property Department. Hello there, Cody Dell. How are you? Sorry, let me turn you on there. There we go. Good morning. Good morning.
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 Kia ora.
Kia ora. Hey, so let's talk about Māori land. It covers 1.47 million hectares, 5.5% of the whole of New Zealand.
Yep.
And represented by 27,308 titles.
A lot.
Yes, that's one of the issues. And 2.7 million individual ownership interests. Wow, that's difficult.
It is.
Over half is held and governed by whānau trusts rather than at the iwi level. What are you talking to us about? Fear and conflict obstructing Māori land aspirations. I can see why.
Yes, so we've got a lot of complexity when it comes to working with Māori land. And a lot of that is structural, but a lot of it is also around ourselves and how we're behaving and operating.
I was a guest at a guy's house up in Northland.
Yeah.
And he built the house on family land, but he built everything. The whole house was built, and it was a beautiful house, all from stuff he got from the dump.
Wow.
And, yeah, he's an artist, and he'd done an amazing job. You know, it's like two bathrooms, six-bedroom sort of house. But the reason he did that is because he just said, if I borrowed the money and built the house, then essentially the other 300 people who own this piece of land could just come and help themselves whenever they liked.
So he just whacked it up?
Just whacked it up there, just sort of in his own time. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of that where there's so much bureaucracy and, you know, it's a lot of work to get permission from landowners, and a lot of them can be absent landowners.
Yeah.
You can't find them. And so you got people just taking control in their own hands and doing what they want to do.
And which makes it really hard if you want to start a business up or something like that. You wanted to buy land to start a business or build like a plant or property, that sort of thing, or, you know, or
yep.
or you need access to get from one place to another, eh? I know that's in Northland. I can't see how they're ever going to fix that up there.
Trying to get to decisions, making decisions with Māori land is very difficult. And like I said, a lot of that structural is the way it's been set up and it's the way it's legislated. But there's also a lot of issues around the way Māori are treating each other and dismissing each other when it comes to hearing.
And of course, the knock-on effect of the way that Māori have been treated up till now as well, you know.
Yes.
So by colonists and by governments. And,
yes, so I found there's quite a bit of what I call land anxiety.
Yeah.
So
fretting, land fret.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So because we've had this threat of land being taken from us, now that some of us have got our lands, there's an anxiety that it still might be taken, so they tend to hold on to it really close.
So how on earth do you unravel that rat's nest of an issue when you've got so many people of varying different interests, all interested in one piece of land? Some of them wouldn't even know that they have any interest in the land, would they? Until it comes up
later on
in life or something.
Some people don't even know they're landowners. They've been that far removed and disconnected. I like that description, rat's nest.
Yeah, but I'm imagining you get a fishing line and your fishing line spools.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess. And it does, you're right, it's going to take a lot of unravelling.
Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to do the unravelling?
Yeah.
Where do you start?